753 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings. It's also a Thursday. That means we get to talk to Captain Bobby Abrascato for the FM Talk 106.5 Fishing Report, brought to you by my friends at McCoy Outdoor Company, just west of 65 on Spring Hill Avenue. And Macklin and the whole crew at HMS Marine Electronics, home of Garmin, featuring ultra-scanning sonar. Choose HMS for all your fish-finding technology, HMSMarineElectronics.com or HMS Marine Electronics on Facebook. And the star of the show from the A-Team Fishing Adventures crew, Captain Bobby Abrascato. Good morning.
Good morning, gang. How are you guys?
Yeah, we're great, man. Yeah,
yeah.
It's the weekends here, and we're talking some fishing. And officially now, I guess we could call it fall fishing. We have now entered into fall. It doesn't feel like it, but on the calendar, it's fall.
Yeah, you know, it never does until we're like truly a month into fall before we even get a little bit of a feel like fall. But you know, kind of continuing what we were talking about last week, that transition's on right now, and you're still getting that big push of shrimp up into the bay, and the shrimpers are really catching a bunch of shrimp at the northern end of the bay, and that's kind of one telltale for me as far as where the fish are moving to, fish being speckled trout. We'll talk about redfish in a second, but anyway, that seems to kind of be the area, the northern part of the bay. You know, there's not a specific, you know, spot. I wish I could just say, hey, you can go right here and catch some fish. It's not that type of fishing as you and I experienced a week or so ago. You really got to kind of stay on the move and keep your eyes open. There's big, you know, swarms. I don't know if they call shrimp schools, but big swarms of shrimp. And of course, with the trout underneath them, they run the shrimp to the surface. And it's not the classic, you know, big flocks of birds diving on these shrimp. You know, it's the bigger terns, a few laughing gulls that'll hover over those shrimp, and occasionally one will swoop down. But it doesn't really look like much, but when you get on them, you'll find out there's really a lot of fish around some of that. And a lot of times there's a variety of fish. You can catch speckled trout, redfish, drum, sheephead, gaff-top catfish. Just never really know what's going to be in, and they're usually all mixed together on those pods or schools or whatever you want to call them, a shrimp.
Yeah, I mean, you and I the other day fishing, I think we did seven species in half a morning.
Yeah, I know it. You know, and that's fun, you know, when you start catching those and you know, the variety of fish that you catch, because everything lives on those shrimp, man. If you have an enemy, you want to wish them something, have them come back as a shrimp, because everything eats a shrimp, you know. I tell everybody a lot of things in the water, everything in the water and a lot of things on land eat shrimp.
So, that's right.
That's the key to the whole deal. We targeted redfish, too, a couple days last week after we caught some trout, and just really pleased to tell you that the red fishing's really been good. I mean, just a couple times I had a chance to do it, and this was all with artificial bait, you know, beating the edges of some grass lines and, you know, features on the bank in the form of points, and creek mouse, and things like that. There was a lot of redfish. We had a lot of fun with that, you know, and not big schools of them, you know, we were at least kind of drifting down some of the banks, and you know, we'd catch a redfish, and I'd put the poles down, and you catch two or maybe three on a point, and then drift down a little ways and catch another couple, you know. And by the time we were done, both days we had, you know, a couple dozen, you know, medium to upper size slot fish, again all on artificial bait. Gulp under a popping cork worked really well with the reds, even though we caught a few on voodoos. The trout was all on voodoos under popping corks. That kind of really helps you stay mobile, which is the key when you're fishing some of these moving fish.
Hey, how about what are your many pro tips for the folks out here? Because when we fished the other day, you and I got in a discussion of the voodoo shrimp that we were throwing. We had both had something similar in the box, and it did make a little bit of a difference with tweaking there on the size and color.
Yeah, well, I've kind of gotten sold as far as the size go on the smallest one that they make, which they call a baby voodoo. That's the small one. You don't get any more bites, you know, one way or the other, whether you're using a larger one. The thing is, you seem to catch a lot more of the bites you do get on the small ones. And then I was using a new color, or I think you and I were flip-flopping back and forth, but I was using a kind of a chartreuse color, and we were using also kind of a pearl white with the chartreuse tail. And when we got in the muddier water, it really seemed like that pearl white really started to do a lot better than the translucent chartreuse. So, you know, the moral of that whole story and the tip, I would, you know, if you have two different colors, I would have a color on a couple different rods and kind of play around. If you got somebody on the boat with you, let them throw that. And you'll start to notice, like we did the other day, there's a noticeable difference sometimes when you make a, you know, pretty extreme adjustment between two colors.
All right. Captain Bobby, best yet, did somebody get a trip booked with you for some of this fall catching that's going on right now? How do they do that?
Yeah, I would love to hear from you. It's ateamfishing.com is the website, and you can just get it's really easy to navigate now, even on your phone with our Contact Us tab, and it'll get you in touch with us either via the internet, or you can even give us a call on the old cell phone.
All right, Captain Bobby Abrascato and the FM Talk 106.5 Fishing Report. Thank you, man. We'll talk soon.
All right, gang. Y'all have a great weekend.
Will do. Brought to you by our friends at McCoy Outdoor Company. Go by, see Chip, Dubby, the whole gang there. And, you know, Chip's got what we were throwing the other day. You go by and ask Chip for those DOAs, I mean, those voodoos and the colors and sizes we were throwing. He's got them. And if you got to get that new electronics on your boat, call my buddy Macklin at HMS Marine Electronics. They bring you the FM Talk 106.5 Fishing Report. Hour number 3 of Mobile Mornings starts next. Councilman John Williams in studio.